This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, December 6, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll will ask the City Council Thursday night to set new tax rates to $15.38 per thousand of assessed valuation for residential properties, down from $15.86 for the fiscal year that ended in June, and $29.98 for commercial and industrial taxpayers, down a penny from the prior year. But all taxpayers, even with lower rates, will also see an increase in taxes paid with another year of climbing property values. As proposed, the average single-family tax bill would increase by $259.46, or 4.85% over the current year. Driscoll wrote that in a letter to the City Council, where she's quoted as saying, property tax bills and changes in those tax bills are reflective of changes in property values, which are in turn influenced by the desirability of the community for those looking to purchase property. The average single-family home value is up 8.1%, according to Driscoll. Two-family homes are up 10.4%, three-family homes by 9.7%, and industrial property by a staggering 24.9%, credited to Salem Harbor footprint. The average commercial property tax bill will increase $206.85, that's 1.15%, if Driscoll's numbers are approved. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. A Marblehead woman saw her two kids struck by a truck, Bill Newell reports.
Rick Gayla Colley writes in today's Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com that two children were hit by a truck while walking in a crosswalk with their mother at Pleasant and Beacon Streets late Tuesday afternoon. The two children, both 10, and their mother, all Marblehead residents, were crossing the street when the two kids were struck by a truck that initially was reported to have fled the scene, according to Marblehead police. But children appeared to be okay after they were evaluated by medical personnel. One child was taken to the hospital as a precaution, police said. Police responded at about 3:30 p.m. and were looking for a white pickup truck driven by a man. The man, who was in his 50s, turned himself into Marblehead police shortly before 6 p.m. He came into the police station, according to Sergeant Sean Brady, and when he heard we were looking to speak with him, Brady said, the man said he had spoken to all the people he hit before he drove away. They all said they were okay. The incident is under investigation and no charges have been filed yet, according to Brady. More on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. And this is a good story. Former student of mine is involved here. You've heard of school sweethearts. Well, Joanne McKenzie writes in the Gloucester Times, Paul Russo and Leah Palazzola will do you one better. The Gloucester couple were middle school sweethearts, and on Tuesday afternoon, they learned they had won a $40,000 fantasy wedding from the Ultimate Salon in Peabody. Their story began, Palazzola said, on the couple's contest video posted on the shop's website, when Russo asked her to the 8th grade luau. But it wasn't until they were both in their early 20s that their on-again, off-again romance got serious, and by then, Russo was undergoing chemotherapy for brain cancer. At that time, he was 23, a free-willing bachelor with a master's degree and a job at a huge accountancy company in Boston when he was diagnosed. He did a lot of thinking that first week in the hospital, he said, all of it dark. Then Palazzola came to him with a gift. What do you give a 23-year-old who may be dying? She gave him a candy bar. He loved it, and he realized how much he loved her. Russo, now 27, may still face an uncertain prognosis, but for a couple who'd even thought about going down to City Hall and just eloping, this, as the future Mrs. Russo said, could be life-changing. Congratulations to both Paul Russo, Leah Palazzola, and the Ultimate Salon in Peabody for such a great gift. More on this story, written by Joanne McKenzie, in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.